Travis County Judge Andy Brown declared a local disaster last month in anticipation for the total solar eclipse. Brown told KUT that this declaration allows the county to regulate traffic to make it easier for emergency services to respond to incidents. Austin's Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management is the city agency that prepares for emergencies the city may encounter, including the upcoming eclipse. According to the department's public information manager, Sarah Henry, they are working with other public safety agencies to prepare for the eclipse.
In addition, we're also part of what's called CATCOG, Capital Area Council of Governments. It's a 10-county region in the Central Texas area, and we meet with our counterparts within these 10 counties and coordinate for all kinds of things. The eclipse is one of them. So for the past 2 years, the CATCOG has been coordinating meetings and planning working groups with the various cities and counties within that 10-county region to be able to respond and prepare for eclipse.
Henry said the department is preparing for the influx of visitors by working with Visit Austin, a tourist information center that collects the city's hotel and tourism data. By analyzing this data, they can better predict just how many people will be visiting.
And as of last week, when we were working with Visit Austin, they said that we were at 77% hotel occupancy, which are similar to what we see during an F1 event or a spring festival season, where there's a lot of activity in town. Hotels are quite sold out, but pretty close.
Henry said the department's main focus for the eclipse is traffic. With the heavy expected traffic impacting important roads like I-35, Henry said they want to make sure first responders can move around the city to get to people in emergency situations. Henry said all first responders on duty will be on standby on the day of the eclipse. Henry said the department is confident that the city's hospitals, roads, and emergency services can handle the visitors. However, Henry said the department is anticipating cellular connection issues.
So you see this anytime there's a mass gathering, a festival, you know, just a lot of people in an area. So cell phone service may be impacted. You know, and also in Travis County, for the most part, you know, we've got pretty robust, you know, cell system that can handle a lot of influx of visitors and traffic. So we want people to anticipate that their cell phones may not work.
Local Austinite Casey Ellis works for the Texas State Bar located near the Capitol. Ellis said her executive director told the office to work from home because of eclipse traffic.
So I'm pretty grateful that I just don't even have to worry about it. And I'm like, I am not planning on driving anywhere that day. Like, I am not getting in my car that day. It's just going to be a disaster.
Henry said there are many ways locals can prepare for eclipse traffic, including leaving places early and staying late and mapping out routes beforehand. Henry's biggest piece of advice is to have fun.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think there's a great opportunity for people to really see something special and unique and enjoy the day.
Ellis said she is excited for the eclipse and plans to go to a coffee shop or bookstore event to watch the eclipse with her neighbors.
I would be more excited if it wasn't going to be freaking cloudy. I'm going to be really glad when it's over and I don't have to hear the words eclipse traffic ever again.
For KUT News, I'm Christina Lopez.